Eita 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 ndeipiko hama dzangu Zimbabwe muhle mthwakazo muhle ndinomgamuchira imchirongwa chedu chere chidiki uhlelo the connection with your boy Big Mike aka Mike Hove. Namhlanje Zimbabwe muhle nasi is Tuesday the 30th of July 2019. Once again Zimbabwe muhle, welcome to Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. I'm your host Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe muhle, ndinomgamuchira imchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection, with your boy, Mike Hove. Namhlanje kuhlelo, tonight on The Connection, we continue a conversation that we kickstarted last week. Uhlelo labasakhulayo, uhlelo lwe Mandela Washington Fellowship. Chirongwa che Mandela Washington Fellowship, chirukuendera mberi muri Zimbabwe. The program continues. Last week, we had alumni members of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. Beni chasisela ngobunengi babo ukuthi, hi, tina, we were part of the fellowship. This is what we learned, and this is what we've implemented. That is, of course, uplifted the societies around them. Kodwa namhlanje uhlelo, we'll look to hear from the 2019 fellows of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. For those that don't know, there are currently 700 young African leaders that are in Washington, D.C. Sikhuluma nje kulabantu abayi 700. Hayi, abagcwele, pampa to pampa, abadabuka kwele Africa, who are all in Washington, D.C. Bekuhlelo lwe Mandela Washington Fellowship Summit. Namhlanje kuhlelo, we continue with the conversation that we started last week. We look to learn from our Mandela Washington Fellows. Ukuthi bona, what did they learn whilst they were on the fellowship? One. Two, what exactly are they looking to do with the skills that they learned and attained as they go back home? One of the requirements is, when you go back home, you must uplift those around you. But most importantly, Zimbabwe muhle, sabe sikhuluma nje about isimo sezinto ekhaya, bona besichasisela ukuthi hayi, what exactly did they learn that they look to use to change the situation back home? But Zimbabwe muhle, the six-week program we started in 2019 under the Barack Obama administration, once again, like I said, is finally winding down with over 700 African fellows currently in attendance of the Mandela Washington Fellowship Summit, which kicked off in Washington, D.C. last week. And this summit was opened by government officials, amongst them being Dr. Ben Carson. Let's take a look of what Dr. Ben Carson had to say about the Mandela Washington Fellowship.
The brilliant minds represented here are going to be the leaders, not only on the American stage and the African stage, but on the world stage in the future. And each one of you is not just a cultural ambassador of your nation, but you're going to be the ones who have unique knowledge and wisdom to spread to the rest of the world.
I am delighted that we have the opportunity to host you here. I think it was important for us to have the opportunity to interact from you, to be challenged by you, and to learn from you. This has been a two-way street, an opportunity, not just for you to learn from us, but for us to learn from you.
That was the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Dr. Ben Carson, from the President of the Heritage Foundation, K. Coles James. The Mandela Washington Fellowship is the topic that we're discussing. Namhlanje kuhlelo will have the 2019 Zulugandaba, the latest 2019 fellows of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. They're joining us live in studio, namhlanje. However, Zimbabwe Omuhle, before we delve deeper and hear from the Zimbabwean cohort, let's hear what fellows from other countries have to say about the Mandela Washington Fellowship.
The Mandela Washington Fellowship has been a very rewarding experience for me. Usually when we have to wake up every morning at 8 a.m. in the morning and come back at around 7 or 8 o'clock, we think it's busy, we think it's hectic. But the type of experience that we had here has been a life-changing one.
This program has inspired me. I learned a lot. It's time to be a leader.
just completed my Mandela Washington Fellowship, and it has been such a great journey. There's so many memories that were made here, so many valuable lessons that we learned here. I'm really, really looking forward to going back home and implementing every strategic idea and every plan that I learned from the fellowship.
Basically, I just completed my Mandela Washington Fellowship at Virginia Tech, and for me, it's been great. Like, it's been awesome. It's opened up so many doors for me. I feel like there's something in me that wasn't there until I did this fellowship. So I feel like I have been.
Abacha abakuhlelo lwe Mandela Washington Fellowship Zimbabwe Muhle, you just saw what members or fellows of the Mandela Washington Fellowship had to say. These are 2019 fellows that come from different parts of the Southern African region. Plus 1202-465-0318. That's the number to text if you're looking to join us. Namhla, what does Zimbabwe Muhle? As usual, you can call me live on air. Plus 1202-619-2077. Yaphinda njalo, plus 1202-619-2077. Tiduktefe nyirapa masayisayi. Anoti 909 medium wave frequency 4930. Uye zwepa 6065 nepa 15460 kilohertz. Kodwa wazulukandaba lingakhohlwa phela ukuthi abafisa ukubukela uhlelo lolu ku internet www.voandebele.com, www.voashana.com, uye zwepa www.voazimbabwe.com. For our Facebook fanatics, Zimbabwe Muhle, as usual, we're live on our three Facebook pages. As we speak, www.voa.co.za/live/voa/shona/live/voa/ndebele/voa/studio7. So Zimbabwe Muhle, balani ama comments, nyora ima comments, munyora ima wondering, pamsoro pechirongwa che Mandela Washington Fellowship. You'll hear also from my studio guests who are 2019 fellows of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. Share ichirongwa. Lingakhohlwa phela ukufaka ama likes lama hearts ukuze abantu ukuze sibukele uhlelo lethu ngobuningi bethu. Hey taita, hey ta, hola Jipiko, hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host Mike Orbe. Thank you, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202-465-0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at BigMike3, BigMyke3. Nansi ngoma ka DJ Skyver kuthiwa hey imali yeqolo. Shout out to DJ Skyver for that song. Zimbabwe Muhle at Big Mike 3 is the Twitter and Instagram username, but we're here on our three Facebook pages, so don't run now. Lingakichimi trying to catch me on Twitter and Instagram. For the next hour, I'm right here on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, we're Zepa, VOA Ndebele, pa Twitter and Instagram, to sangana after, and so sangana with Facebook. Hi, once again, Zimbabwe Muhle, ndinomgamuchirai mchirongwa chedu, cheve chidiki, uhlelo The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove, nasi mchirongwa. In studio, I have two young gentlemen who are part of the Mandela Washington Fellowship, 2019 Zimbabwean cohort. So let me not go far. Let me speak to them a little bit. Let you hear what they have to say. So joining me in studio first, I'm going to go to Mr. Edgar Gweshe. Ngom, Yorufambe.
Mushe, Mkoma, Mike. Magadi.
Mushe. Welcome, ka.
Mara matikoka.
Mashika studio, finally.
Yeah, tapind.
Right. Muripano pa mzinda we Washington DC. Mazo shika, finally mashika pa Voice of America. Tu zewo kuti chicha kunze kuno.
Tawaya kuno isu kuti tinge tichikurukura nechirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship. Tichitaura zvatakafunda uye zvatinge tichikwanisa kunoita kana tichinge tadzokera kumusha. Tichishandisa zvatakatora kuno, zvidzidzo zvatakatora kuno, tichikwanisa kunoimplementa takumusha kuitira nyaya dzebudiriro.
Now, week in, week out, Edgar has spoken kune vateereri vedu. I'm sure vakutoziva nezveyali program of by heart. Week in, week out, donyatsa vatsanangurira kuti chirongwa ichi chine chinangwa chekusimudzira vechidiki vanobva kuAfrica. asi, requirement one is you have to be doing something within the community that is worth investing in. Saka imi chimbochi utsaya kuti what organization do you work for? Uyezve munoita nezveba.
Okay, indo shanda kusangano rinoitwa iro Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition. Tinoona nezvenyadze democracy and governance. Saka pamabasa atinoita tinoshanda nemapato akasiyana siyana anosimudzira nyadze democracy ne economic development in Zimbabwe. Uyewo tine ma community based organizations akawanda, kana kuti tingati ma organizations anenge ari kumaruwa akasiyana siyana atinoshanda nawo. Ikoko tinoshanda tichiita nyadze community mobilization kuitira kuti vanhu vaya vari kumaruwa kana kuti vanonzi marginalized communities vange vari involved munyadze development. Saka tinotraya kuti tiite decentralized activities atinoita kuitira kuti kunyange vari pasi kumaruwa kuya vange vachiwana voice uye mukana kuti vange vachiparticipate munyadze zvebudiriro munyika.
Now, Edgar, you've been here for 6 weeks now. You're about to, the program is winding down, Mark. Has there been anything specific that you've learned that you felt like this is the one thing that resonated with you in your line of work?
Yeah, I think for me the major takeaway is the issue for community mobilization, especially looking at issues of democracy and development. I learned that I got skills in terms of mobilization on how we can try to reach out to communities, and especially the marginalized communities, and get them to participate in political and developmental processes. So one of the issues that we learned is like we have to make deliberate efforts to ensure that we reach out to them, increase their access to information. Also maybe try to treat them as well on their fundamental human rights and their obligations as citizens. So for me that has been the major takeaway that I'm hoping that going back home we will try to implement that and ensure that everyone is involved in our developmental and political processes.
All right, okay, look back here from Rome. So look at that, you just heard from Nunzana Edgar Kweste. He is a 2019 Mandela Washington Fellow. Yena utabuka kwele Zimbabwe. Hi, Limzwile na ngumunye ongusakulayo. He's here in Washington DC. However, in studio I don't only have umnumzana u Edgar ngilomunye ongusakulayo, umnumzana u Savelo Nare. Savelo, mkipan?
Askubizyan.
Injani mpilo?
Right.
Right, you are here in Washington DC, usufigile puti. Ushelo unengu, uti guino, what brings you to Washington DC?
Usile telapa in Washington DC, program ye Mandela Washington. Mandela Washington Fellowship. So basically i program lay ibona ngokuthuthukisa abasakhulayo who are already doing something. So you come here to be kumele ube ushapeni ushapeni through exposure, networking, le also learning part of which is part of the process. You go in class, you visit your companies, your site visit. Yeah. So the purpose is to develop you at the end of the day.
Now, when I saw you, you are well versed on something. Into a kanya ngani ge a shupa banta baning in Zimbabwe. In double A ama tax. When you work particularly in that tax world, aus elogu neng and also mifisuguzu uti kanti mali abantu yapi.
Alright. Mina umsebenzi wami ugoqela i-tax, which that is my main job. So engikwenzayo ngiyancedisa amakampani labantu nje in general ukuthi babhadale imithelo yawo. Ukuthi bangabhadali imithelo eminingi kakhulu. Esithi ngesilungu tax avoidance, but at the same time si avoid kumbe singayenzi ukuthiwa i-tax evasion. So we want you we assist people to avoid tax rather than evading tax. So basically I run a consultancy business which deals with tax consultancy, which involves preparing accounts for companies, tax accounts, assisting them in paying their tax, submitting their tax returns, representing them as ezimanqakulama disputes, and also conducting a seminar or education for the purpose of tax. So I also write a book on taxation. Mm-hmm. I have got published books as a chancellor at my universities. Mm-hmm. The main flagship program is Tax Law and Practice in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. It is now in its 10th edition.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Now, what did you learn on this program that you feel which this is the one thing that we need to take back in Zimbabwe and use it?
Okay. Mhlawumbe ngakaphendula umbuzo wakho ukaphendula umbuzo ukuthi imali zabantu siyanga.
Exactly. Yes, where is the money going, bafo?
Ukuthi imali yakho iyangapi kudepende ngokuthi ukhangele ngaliphi side ngoba nxa generally abantu nxa bebhadala i-tax bafuna into ezivambekayo ukuthi hayi imali yami isebenzise lokho.
Vele thina lokho siyafuna ukubona imali ukuthi la imali.
Yilo uhlupho lukhona. Generally that is what people expect to see tangible things.
Mm-hmm.
But now minister wakhuluma wathi ah imali yendlela esisebenzise ngayo sisebenzise ama public services sabhadala isikwedi izwe lesikwedi esikhulu kakhulu. So 2% basically wathi is ring fenced ukuthi ibhadale isikwedi esiyakhumulata during iskhathi lesiyana where there was no physical discipline.
Mm-hmm.
So yikho bathi iyakhona imali yakhona even bathi yaya kucyclone idayi bathi yayincedisa kakhulu.
Okay, hayi siyabuza bafo. So usingaphendula ke besithathisela uZulu ukuthi wena what exactly did you learn on this program that you felt ukuthi hayi this is the one thing that I feel like I must take it back home. Ngiyofundisa abanye abontanga ukuthi hayi wena ungayenza so these are the results ukuze bakwazi ukuzithuthukisa.
Ah, mina ngafunda okuningi kakhulu but I can just pinpoint kulutshwana nje into engayifundayo emqoka kakhulu especially lapha eAmerica ukubamba isikhathi.
African time akula.
Yeah. There is no hard in Africa. Yeah, certainly there is no hard. So you realize that in most cases, kulezi izinto omele uzenze ugcine ungazenzanga ngendawo yokuthi asibambe isikhathi. So ngahle ngabona ukuthi efficiency is made is highly promoted ekubambeni isikhathi. So mbona ukuthi iAfrica into omele siqhakathekise ukubamba isikhathi ukwenza izinto. So into engayifundayo and also in part of business in the way which American companies are transparent.
Honesty
is actually a virtue. Actually we learned ukuthi if you are to grow in business, your customers should trust you. Customer service lapho iphezulu kakhulu abadlali nge customer service. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi kulenye i-restaurant esiyaphuza ukuseva sigcina sidle mahala nje customer service anjabu ekhaya abawukhangeli lokho. So I think those are the things which we need to improve as a country if we are to attract investment. Yeah.
Now regarding the joker kwa muri vagweshe, you work within the I guess we'll call it the human rights world, the information world, whereby you teach about these are your human rights. You know, you try to get more people to access more information about their political rights and etcetera. Muri kuona zviri kuitika munyika kuna vanhu vakawanda kodzero dzavo dziri kumbunyikidzwa. As an organization, as a young person, what did you learn in America within that sphere that you feel like, let's take this home, implement it, and figure out a way that people's human rights will not be affected on?
If you look at, like yesterday, we had Mr. Ben Carson addressing the Mandela Fellows. One thing that he actually said was to say that as youths, we have a huge responsibility in our hands to go back home and implement what we have learned. And then he said also that the future of Africa is in our hands. So I can say the same for Zimbabwe, and to say the future of Zimbabwe is in our hands as young people. So for me, I think what we have to do is to get everyone involved. Like, of course, I know there's a lot of political and economic crisis which people are crying about. But then there's this need to make people realize that it is up to us as the ordinary people to make sure that we have the change that we desire. And it is up to us to participate and make sure that we create a better future for ourselves. So on our part, like as people coming from civic society organizations, basically our job will be to go down there and maybe try to make sure that we go out like to reach out to the marginalized communities. Was we also learned something about the issue of marginalization of communities. Yeah. And this is also one thing that impacts negatively on democracy and even economic development. Mm-hmm. So, like I always said before, like our aim is to make sure that we get everyone involved. Mm-hmm. We impart as much knowledge as possible to the most ordinary citizen, mm-hmm. and then make sure that as soon as the people are equipped with the adequate information, they are then able to actively participate in all the political and economic processes. Mm-hmm. And also, like I would say also that an informed citizenry is also one that is able to hold their leadership to account and also maybe try to push for what they desire.
All right. Well, Matota Sibaneng, abafisungena kuhlelo namhla. So, Sabelo, can you give us your last words? Lao Edgar usinikeze your last words. This is Thati Panel to AC.
Okay. Engingakutsho kumaZimbabweni ukuthi don't expect ukuthi America izabuya ikusolvela ama-problems. Ngambona abantu esithi remove ama-sanctions, But ama-sanctions, amakhulu kakhulu, they are within ourselves. Corruption, that is the biggest sanction. How do you explain it with the 15 billion yaqatha nje? Nothing happening. Yeah. So that is a problem. So the problems are within ourselves and the solutions are within ourselves. Mm-hmm. Let's unite as Zimbabweans, regardless of political affiliation, mm-hmm. and have one goal, have one vision of building a Zimbabwe, which we want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right, Edgar, mazo wako kupetia.
Inini ngangoda kuira na nezatawa na mkoma Sabelo. Mm-hmm. Kuti isu tiri maZimbabweans, nena mojese zatina zo, of course, tiri wanwe kuti tirikushuira shanduko. Ya kuti upenyodi ungeo chita nane. Asi nyai ripo uhuru nde kuti isu sema Zimbabweans. Kana njiri isu tara kwete ma youth chat. Asi mwe wesari mZimbabwe. Tisu we are the change that we desire. Mm-hmm. Saka nye kuti tunze shanduko mnyikedu. Iri kwa tiri isu. Atisi wanu anufana nguwa chitarisila kune zingwe nyika. Ni utu mkatarisila mnyika Zimbabwe. Tine ufumi. Tine, I think we've got almost everything that we need for development. So we are the change that we designed. It is up to us as Zimbabweans to make sure that we shun corruption, to make sure that there's good governance, and ultimately development.
All right, Bafo, thank you so much, my first name, Gena Bushelo.
Thank you.
Zimbabwe Mushe, you just heard from Mnumzana Usabelo Nare and Mr. Edgar Gweshe. Now, as I bring in my next panel, Zimbabwe Mushe, let's go to a video clip. Owai Ngumongameli, former President Barack Obama, like he had some words to give to the Mandela Washington Fellows back in 2016. Let's take a look. Right, I can't even fit it. I liaise with the machine sometimes. They are super. What does Lugandaba? Namshanje Uselo Lukona, a Tirikutara, never Chiniki, where Pachurongache Mandela, Washington Fellowship. Saka is Tuku Gazira, Tisanga Tikuns, right? Imwe panel, Vanwa Viri, young women who are doing groundbreaking things on the face of the country and the face of the continent. What does Babu Mushe? If you do a Mongameli, Mongameli, let's check it out.
Africa has enormous challenges. The world has enormous challenges. But I tell the young people that intern in the White House, and I usually meet with them at the end of their internship after 6 months, I always tell them, you know, despite all the bad news that you read about or you see on television, despite all the terrible things that happen in places around the world, if you had to choose a time in world history in which to be born and you didn't know who you were or what your status or position would be, you'd choose today. Because for all the difficulties, the world has made progress and Africa's making progress. And it's growing. And there are fewer conflicts. And there's less war. And there's more opportunity. And there's greater democracy. And there's greater observance of human rights. And, you know, progress sometimes can be slow and it can be frustrating. And sometimes you take two steps forward and then you take one step back. But the great thing about being young is you are not bound by the past. And you can shape the future. And if all of you work hard and work together, and remain confident in your possibilities and aren't deterred when you suffer a setback, but you get back up and you dust yourself off and you go back at it. I have no doubt that you're going to leave behind for the next generation and the generation after that an Africa that is strong and vibrant and prosperous and is ascending on the world stage.
All right, Limzile Owayengumongameli, Barack Obama, number 44. So if you fall down, get up, dust yourself up, and get up and get going. Kodwa Zimbabwe Muhle, earlier on I announced with the in-studio I'm going to have two women that are doing things, izimanga, in Zimbabwe. So let me not speak for them, let me allow them to speak for themselves. Joining me in studio, I'm going to start with Anna Rwanika. Anna, they...
Bobo,
how's life? How's America?
America is pretty good, but extremely hot. I thought it snowed all the time for some reason. I know.
You see, that's the problem. They gave you Wi-Fi, they gave you water, they gave you everything, and you got to complain about the weather.
Of course, why not?
Anyway, but thank you so much for joining me today,
thank you.
Congratulations on being part of the 2019 Mandela Washington Fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's get down to it. Could you tell us a little more about your organization and what you do? And why YALI?
Okay, so professionally I'm a marketer, mm-hmm. and I've been working in financial services for over 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why I'm here is because I'm also a volunteer with Special Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
So with Special Olympics, what we do is that we actually promote the inclusion of people with intellectual disabilities using sports and also providing them a platform to share what they're capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
And because the Susumu culture edu yemashona, tidikunyanyota nezivanvanu hurema wepungwa, because that's what we call vananima intellectual disabilities. So what we're trying to do is to change the narrative. Kuchinja upenyu wevanu wakadaru. Kutarizo chwanu kwanso itazaka siyana siyana. So that's the reason why I actually applied to come to YALI.
Mm-hmm.
Because Special Olympics headquarters yacho irikuno kwa America.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to get an opportunity to actually come and learn from them here.
Zino Sejo, you've now spent, 6 weeks now?
Yes.
The program is coming to an end Friday. Mningabam
mm-hmm.
Turapas.
Yes.
What have you learned from this program that you feel like, okay, this is what stood out and this is what we need to take back home?
Okay, I've learned so much. First of all, the issue of collaboration is something that's really big. So, inini, because I'm in a disability space, inquiry specific to intellectual disabilities, I realize that it's a more broader spectrum, like vanvari visually impaired, vasinga kwanse kuona, vasinga kwanse kufamba. So, it's more like doing collaborations together because, you know what, despite the fact that the disabilities are different, we know for a fact that the issues are very similar.
Mm-hmm.
So, I learned that, you know, going back home, I need to actually collaborate more with the different organizations that actually deal with disability rights in Zimbabwe so that we're able to achieve the goals together. Because
mm-hmm.
what I realize is that kanatilu kumba chidautaranima different ministries, we are all going with different voices.
Mm-hmm.
But tagaita a collective unit tichena noita, you know, advocate for vanuanima disabilities, no titra shakanaka. So that's the biggest thing that I've learned, that I need to collaborate more when I get back home.
You just reminded me, Masu, avam kabanga, uene nitine basa.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Zimbabwe Mwishe also joining me in studio is Tandegile.
Unjanzis.
For those that were listening to the Shona Air Show, she was the young lady who was on the Shona Air Show, and now she's here on The Connection. Aush Elongnengi, about your line of work.
Okay, so Mina, I'm a writer. Nipala
mm-hmm.
On environmental issues,
mm-hmm.
but mostly ngama human rights issues, ngama issues of social justice.
Right, aha, vele wena yon, hotsu. Those issues are one, those are hot topics right now, Ekai. Abantu abaningi, especially human rights activists, are people who are constantly complaining, ukuthi amalungelo abo keep getting affected time and time and time again. What did you learn on this program that you feel like you could take back? Nkulumo lo Edgar Lai, who was also talking about the same thing. Is there anything that you learned on this program that you feel like we could take back and implement in a manner that bona labo, they feel with it, they're now being protected?
Well, the one thing that struck me was I had this whole image that there's an international community out there that you can look up to and go to for solutions, and that, you know, the world is one place where we are looking out for each other. But mm-hmm. coming here and meeting Abantu from different African countries has taught me that everyone has their problems.
Mano a mano.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So nobody is coming to help. Mm-hmm. And this is pushing me to a position, Ewuti, let's find the solutions for ourselves. Mm-hmm. If we want protection, we have to demand that protection on our own. As Zimbabweans, mm-hmm. our solutions should come from us and nobody else.
So you vumelana lombono kasabelo yena when you were saying ukuthi thina njengabantu abayizalanze Zimbabwe, we're supposed to fix our own issues and not look at abanye abantu. Please, please help us, please.
Ngiyavumelana lawo ngoba you know, mina ngise Zimbabwe, I felt ukuthi situation yetu it's so bad and I was wondering ukuthi how kanti abantu ababoni ukuthi sidubekile kangaka. But meeting all these African countries with bigger issues than ours, mm-hmm. and even countries outside of Africa. We had that bombing in Sri Lanka, mm-hmm. more than 200. Mm-hmm. We had, and then when you know, so everyone is dealing with their problems. We mm-hmm. have to man up and deal with our own problems.
Okay. Now, let me go back to you, Anna. You touched on a hot topic. President Barack Obama used to constantly love talking about collaboration mm-hmm. across the continent. He constantly hammered on how, as African youth, you're the solution to your own problems.
Yes, we
if
are.
If you collaborate, but don't work Nigeria knows that solution when a problem.
Exactly.
And now when a solution when a problem.
Exactly.
Have you met anyone on this program that you felt like, when we go back,
you know, it's actually funny. I met the first person I'd ever seen from Cabo Verde. I didn't even know we had an island like that in Africa. They call it Cabo Verde. It's Portuguese, actually. So he's one person who I really bonded with, especially on the issues of inclusion, because he has a background in Paralympics and he also starting something for Special Olympics in Cabo Verde. And I know we can really work to grow both programs together. Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, definitely, I met someone who I'm like, we're going to work together.
Now, mm-hmm. African culture in general frowns down upon people with mental disabilities and mm-hmm. physical disabilities.
Yes.
How do you go about dealing with that stigma? Because certain things are frowned down upon. How do you then take what you learned out here and take it back?
Mm-hmm. So the biggest thing that I realized is that trying to change the mindset. And the only way you can change the mindset is actually providing the right information and the knowledge and bringing out, we call them athletes mm-hmm. Because we do sports, bringing them out and showing people what they're capable of. Like, for example, before I came here to America, there was that Taste of Zimbabwe thing that was mm-hmm. happening at home. We brought our athletes out to actually take part in a cooking competition mm-hmm. so that people can actually see. It was great. They actually won. It was amazing. So it's like putting them out there for people to actually see for themselves that they're capable of doing stuff on their own mm-hmm. and actually achieving something.
But is that not as difficult as teaching an old dog new tricks?
Well, if you're looking at the generation yana kuguangu, I have gotten to the point of them changing the terminology because van maiva described as mazimke, masaska. Now they're a bit more respectful. Mm-hmm. Of course, you can't change everyone, but if I start small, I'm sure at some point,
One by one.
Because in America, it took them 50 years to get to the point they were today, that mm-hmm. they are today. So, it's going to be a long journey, but mshana chashiket. Mshana mshana.
When I get mamoyo, utabole collaboration. How do you go about collaborating abantu abasakhulayo who are on the face of the continent? Not just on the face of the continent, but even within the country. Limu 42. Mm-hmm. How do you go about collaborating? Abantu abayi 42. And then on top of that, 700. How do you go about collaborating abantu abayi 700?
So, mina, my collaborations have actually started because the focus of my writing is on Gukurahundi. Mm-hmm. And it's an issue that
you love hot topics, no?
Well, those are the topics that affect me, unfortunately.
It's a good thing.
So while I was here, I was trying to talk to my other fellows from Zimbabwe, asking them, do you know about Gukurahundi? Mm-hmm. Are you aware that there is this huge thing affecting a certain part of the population? Mm-hmm. And I feel like I managed to reach out to many of them because I feel the awareness iyadingakala. Because these are issues causing disunity in the country. These are issues... these are issues that are causing a lot of disunity in our country. So I feel if we get to a point where all of us are on the same page about ukuthi vele what happened and what can we do, if we collaborate, we can solve that issue together.
Now, udaba lwekhukhula wound is a very, very sensitive topic.
Yes.
Abantu abasakhulayo abaningi, a lot of people, were, especially now, yes, we understand ukuthi the effects of it are ongoing.
Yes.
However, kule generation yabantu who look at it and go, ah, tuna siyazi ukhukhula wound. How do you go about creating awareness while still allowing them to walk that sensitive line to understand that this is something that is actually affecting someone's life to this day and point?
So, you see, like, Mina, e-research that I'm working on is actually on intergenerational effects of ukhukhula wound.
Oh, yeah.
Because we are in a position where we have people saying, you were not directly affected, so what do you know about it? But what does that mean, I was not directly affected? We have people whose parents died, who are my age. We have people who were born of rape by soldiers, are they not victims? We have grandmothers whose children were killed, are they not victims? We have people who had no one killed in their family, but they witnessed our murders. Are they not victims? We were raised by bitter parents, angry parents who could not show us any love because they were battling all these things from ukhukhula wound. Are we not victims? So ukhukhula wound has intergenerational effects, which if they are not dealt with now, are going to affect the generation of our children. Because we are also bitter, we need peace, but we are raising this generation with all this bitterness, tribalism, this bitterness. And I think there will be no development in Zimbabwe until we solve issues as a unit, without ukuthi amdebele, amshona, whatever.
Now, how do you go about solving it? Because it's something that, like you said, needs unity.
Yes.
So how do you go about solving it? If kulomuntu wathi
you give them the facts. So my writing is actually putting the facts out there that this is what happened, appealing to the human conscience of in all of us to say, if this happened in your country, why are you not concerned about it? So if people start to get concerned about it, then we hope we'll have one voice to say, let's discuss what happened. I don't have all the answers to what happened. All I need is for us to get to a position where we are now saying, we acknowledge that this happened. What next?
I love this panel, guys. This is fun. All right, Anna, I'm going to come back to you. There seems to be a theme here. Both of you seem to be working on something whereby it's about making the next person understand the troubles of another person.
Yes.
When you talk about the face of the African continent, we've touched on the fact that there are a lot of people who feel like, these people, when it's your problem, it's your problem. When it's my problem, then it can become my problem. How do you go about appealing to someone's conscience to say, can you see that this person is in a position whereby, one, they need empowerment, and two, they need you to understand that, treat them as though they're human.
Yeah, so I would go back to what Tandekile said. It's appealing to someone's human conscience. And it's using facts, live examples. For example, inini ndakakura niva nangwari autistic in my neighborhood. I never had a problem with them when I were in primary school, but when I got to high school, ndakangotanga kungudzwana vanava vanopinga usatambe
navo. Yeah, like, come on, guys.
Yeah, like, okay. And I followed that. I don't want to lie. I literally listened to people and went away from these children. But as a grown-up, I started realizing, kuti kuindakazvara mwanari autistic. And everyone discriminates my child because they don't understand that disability. So you know what? It still goes back to that. Just showcasing what these people are capable of doing. Kanavariko athletics, I know in the Pawakena of my World Games in March, the president actually went to visit them because he had like a trip to Dubai. And it was so motivating for them because all the countries that were there, it's only Zimbabwe that had a president from Africa who visited the athletes. And vaka wina ma medals just because of the fact that vakango feela kuti, you know what, president atotitarisao, but nobody else looks at us. So it's just appealing to the human conscience, just like she said.
Now, I need to take one more panel. Somebody, guys.
I know.
Oh, it's okay. So I'll give you both about a minute each to wrap up and give your last words about the program. One, two, what you learned that you feel like this needs to be implemented and how you plan on implementing it.
Okay, so my last words are people should definitely apply for this program. I know a lot of people will be like, okay, Kwantiti, this is not relevant to me, and Imbofandaka choose when, all of that. I think it's just very important to always try. You never know, you might get a chance to come here. And the biggest learning the lesson that I really learned is that, you know what, as Africans, you need to be open to your peers across the continent. I used to be a person who was very closed off. If it wasn't something to do with Southern Africa, I didn't care. But now I've opened my eyes to realizing that we have a lot of things in common and a lot of things that we can learn from each other. So just open your eyes and learn more about those that surround you, especially in the African continent.
Mamoy.
Well, my views are similar as well. What I have learned is that I must stop focusing just on my problems, but also as a writer, especially, also focus on everything that is going on in Africa. Because if the problems are the same, which means the solutions will be similar, so we need to collaborate and work together to solve those. So what I intend to do going forward is I will keep on writing about Gukurahundi, I will keep on writing about problems that affect me, but I'll also highlight the problems that are going on in other African countries.
All right. Well, Limzwile nangu Mamoyo uthi asante sana iwene nithine basa ngatiendele mberi. Let's join our forces and collaborate. What does Mbapo Muhle? Let's go to a little social media break. Sanditshengisa ukuthi I social media bump yethu ime njani. Let's show you our social media details. And when we come back, we're going to have our third panel, which will feature two young Zimbabweans as they talk more about the Mandela Washington Fellowship. Take it.
Hey, hola, Jaypico, Hamazangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Ore. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3. BigMyke3.
All right, Nguva 242, Washington, D.C., Zimbabwe 842, Uhlelo The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove, Nasim Chirongwa, Trukukurukura Neve Chitniki, Varipa Chirongwa Che Mandela, Washington Fellowship, the 2019 Fellows, we have them in studio. Earlier on, you saw Umnumzana Usabelo Nare, he's a text musician, sings with a musician, magician. And then you also saw Umnumzana Ueka Kweshe, Oleena Owe, Nchanganiso Zimbabwe Crisis Coalition. And then you saw Unkosazana Tadegile Moyo, Njalo Uana Ruanika. But Zimbabwe Muhle, I have two young gentlemen in studio joining me who are also part of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. So I'm going to start off with the gentleman on my right, Mr. Simba Mubvuma. Babes, go. Welcome, and congratulations on making it on the 2019 Mandela Washington Fellowship.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Your name, when I Google it, page one in Ngango, Simba.
Oh,
you got Forbes, you got Chief, you got
Chief.
All right. Could you tell people more about your company and why is it so esteemed?
Okay, so yeah, my name is Simba Mubvuma. So I trained as a lawyer, but in 2014 we started the startup where we work with lawyers to help them, you know, take their law firms from one place to the next using tech. So we're selling different software for case management, for billing, just ensuring that lawyers get into a future where tech actually makes sense in the legal profession.
Now, as I mentioned early on, your name is already a hot topic.
Yeah.
So why come for the Ali program? How does that help?
Okay, so I mean, the truth of the matter is that I'd never really spent this much time outside of Zimbabwe, right? So if you are in Zimbabwe for that long, you sort of want to go out there and experience, you know, a different level of environment, a different network as well. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, the other things that have happened to me have been great, but this has been really different.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason why I applied for this program is to spend 6 weeks in the U.S. and to learn as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Now, your company is more in the tech world, which means you're online.
Yeah.
Kumusha oko, hakuna na magets. Saka chindudzo kuti mari yako ine big roof hakupi kana usina magets.
No, so I think, you know, the beauty of it for us, I don't think it's, you know, I don't want to sanitize Shekau Kumagetsi, because of course magets anfandaripo, right? So a lot of businesses that we work with actually, you know, try, because business for it to run, they need some form of power.
Mm-hmm.
So people are getting innovative out there on how they use that. So we've been fortunate that the community that we deal with has the resources to be able to provide that sort of infrastructure to remain powered even in the darkness that is Zimbabwe right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's Simba Mubvuma. We still have him in the studio. Lingakabangutsi, because I'm cutting him off, he's gone. He's still here. But joining me also in studio, to my left is Mnumzana, Mr. Pasmo Ndlovu.
Okay, thank you. I think I'm someone who is very much passionate about radio.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when I see developed communities in my country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the media. I just completed my first degree in media and society studies with the Midland State University.
Mm-hmm.
And I did apply for this program because I wanted to expand my network
mm-hmm.
and gain more like trainings and mentorship mm-hmm. from the people who can help me
mm-hmm.
with the project that I'm doing. Ndinobi Kazvirongwa Zviparedio. I do podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I have the update with Pasmo. I have Shavu Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
These projects are for the specific communities
mm-hmm.
From Chirezi, where I come from,
mm-hmm.
the Shangani communities.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you, Mike, media is the most powerful tool to bring about change in the communities.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we empower the people just by giving them a platform where they express themselves,
mm-hmm.
You know, kuti vango ona kuti izvinhu zvatofanira kuita kuti tisimudzire. Kuti tizive kuti matambudziko ari kusangana nawo ndeapi, tofanira kuona vachizviexpressa. It's because vanenge vataura kuti we are facing these challenges and stuff, so we need to, you know, help and stuff. Saka ndakaona kuti zvakakodzera kuti nditange maprograms anga, especially Swabu Tommy is for the Shangani communities vari kuchiredzi, macommunities akaita sana Mahlanguleni, you know, those people, they don't have access to, like, negative information yakazara. They need to have a platform. Pavano, like, they are not represented in the doctor panyadze paridu, like, mm-hmm. local content yeduku Zimbabwe inyanyi kuita cater for those communities.
Mm-hmm.
So inini I'm doing these projects kuti ndingo vapa a platform so that they express themselves. So
Zino Mkoma, you are working in a field whereby a lot of young people want to be a part of it. I'm now seeing in Zimbabwe every second young person and a podcast.
Yeah.
Every second young person are in their life for Facebook.
Yeah.
How is this becoming more effective by the day? Seeing as though, if we look at, for example, the data struggles, young people are not access to data. How are you reaching the people?
Okay. We came here to learn. We came here to connect with other people. In your professionalism, we connect with the people that create the same projects, very cool level, at such as you guys, and then we hear from them. So it's like we just professionalism. We are trying to be professional, and then those people you are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I know Timon will say it's he or she is on internet doing something on internet. Some are making money on internet, but then
mm-hmm.
we're not for money.
Mm-hmm.
We are for community development, like civic engagement. We want the people in the community to express themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not about money. Because some businesses, like podcasts or documentaries,
mm-hmm.
some people do it for money, kungo tivango one or something. But then we are not doing it for money. Tiri kungo ita zvinhu for kungo tisimudzire nzvimbo.
And same race.
Yeah.
All right, Zimbabwe Moshe. I see Muno Zamana Kiranta technology. Aha, technology no more dispart. Joining me live via Skype, Mumnum Zanar, Robson Chere. Joining me live via Skype. Vachere, Zrup Famber, Mkoma, Mapinda, Vem Chironga.
You know, Farah Police, you know, Farah Kuapa Chironga.
I will. ndimi kamuma muri ku America makuto demonstrator technology kamushandisa Skype.
Ndinoona kuti technology yakanaka zvikuru nekuti pandiri nekwamuri nevatereri vari kuona zvinhu zvinofadza uye zvinhu zvatinoshuvira kuti isu vechidiki tinge tichishandisa zvikanda.
Ndizvo izvozvo. Vachere imi muri nhengo yeAmalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe uyezve muri kuno muAmerica muri pasi pechirongwa cheMandela Washington Fellowship. Matosvika, chirongwa chamutosvika kumagumo. Ndiudzewo mukoma, recently atuza mapepanhau, your name has been all over. Zvinhu zvakawanda zviri kunetsa inyaya yepayments nezvinhu zvakasiyana. Pane zvamungati madzidzo here pachirongwa ichi zvamakatarisira kushandisa kumusha uko kuti mubatsire kwete just ma teachers but vanhu vari mumacommunities akasiyana siyana who are facing the same challenges?
Tinoda kuti titsanangure nyaya yezvedzidzo nekuti kudzidzo ndiko kwandakarerengera. Ndiri munyori mukuru sezvamataura musangano reAmalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe uye zvakare ndiri murayiridzi pasecondary school muZimbabwe. Saka tiri munyaya yedzidzo kuno ndainyanya kufokasa nezvedzidzo izvozvo. Ndakafamba nzvimbo dzakawanda ndichiona kuti nyaya yedzidzo yakamira sei muno muAmerica. Ndikawawo nehurukuro dzakawanda pakati pevamwe wechidiki vari kuona nezvedzidzo muAfrica, mamwe mafelo ekune dzimwe nyika, tichiona kuti dzidzo yemunyika mavo yakamira sei uye zvakafanana here nemunyika medu. Zvii zvingade kuitwa seAfrica kuti zvimuve kwete Zimbabwe chete asi Africa, kwete Africa chete asi macommunities atinobvawo zvekare. Saka takava nehurukuro yakawanda uye tikakwanisa kutsanangura, tikakwanisa kutyisa zvakati wandei, tikaona kuti no, kune anonzi masustainable development goals and education yakaiswa panumber 4. Asi kuti isvikike pane zvakawanda zvinoda kuitwa munyika mucontinent yeAfrica, particularly tichitarisa macommunities atinobva. Ini tinobva kumarural communities ende tichishanda kupromota rural education. Saka kuti tinge tichiwana zvinhu zvese izvi, tinonge tichifanira kunge tinofanira kuita mafacilities anokwanisa kukata kuti kunge kuine access to education. Iriko here access to education kuti vana vari kukwanisa heri kuwana access to education? Asisati zvawanika, aisati yavapo. Tinotarisa kuti zvikoro zvedu so far tine murayiridzi hwaani anenge ane vana kana 100 kana vana 8 muklasi. Tine vana vakagara vamwe vasiri kukwanisa kuwana education. Tine vanorarama neurema watinoti people living with disabilities. Tine mafacilities here anokwanisa wachikatwa kuti vange vachikwanisa kusvika vange vachikwanisa kuwana education. We are talking about IT right now. I'm speaking
Skype.
But zvinokwanisika here kuti zvinge zvichiitika mudzidzo yedu kuti tiinkluidezvo zvakaita seIT? Hatikakwanisi kusvita nekusofa tikutasa nenyaya yemagezi, nyaya yemuyui, nyaya yepesa nyika yese. But kuti IT inova kumbaudza something sofa mumashuzi edu inge iriko, hazvikwanisike nekuti magezi haatomboriko. Zvimwe zvikoro hazvitorina magezi but IT is a something. So tine zvinhu zvakawanda zvatofanira kunge tichigadzirisa senyika kuti tinge tichikwanisa kunge tichisvika kutibate masustainable development goals. Tine zvinhu zvakawanda zvatofanisa kugadzira kuti education iwe accessible to each and everyone. Tinotarisa education chinhu chakakosha zvikuru, chinhu chinotransforma masocieties edu. Kunyange waMandela wakataura izvozvo. Education yakanakira kuti inoitawo kuti nharaunda pache zvayo inoupgradeka, kwakuita kuti vagari vemunharaunda vachone vanoupgradeka. Nekumunhu anenge awana access to education upenyu hwake hunosumukira. Saka education yakakosha and it should be number one priority and we are going to work very hard even when we go back in our communities kuti tinge tichiita kuti education inge iri accessible uye education inge iri quality education as well. But after all, the government has a role to play to provide for quality education. Most quality education, yes, people can go, some students can access education, but it cannot be quality when we have a teacher who is not motivated, when we do not have teaching our proper infrastructure. You know, it's up to you and quality education. And we can also implement more skills. Muno maAmerica ndo mandakwanisa kuona kuti the school drop out anogona kuva engineer because curriculum yavo inokata for that. We also need make to embrace some of those things so that education yedu yova iri diversity ichi include ama skills evana kuti vange vachi wange wachizowanira mangwana rakanaka.
Aiwa takunzi aiwa chere, that was a mouthful, but I proof that vakadzidza zvechokwadi. Vakasvika kuAmerica vakati ye ndikudzidza. Now pass out of 5 minutes, so kandotanga ndouya kwauri Simba and then pass more. You are within the entrepreneurial world. You're within the entrepreneurial world, and right now the country's economy is not conducive. Yeah. I've spoken to both panels, and I've talked about how President Obama, the man who kicked off this program, kept talking about collaboration. Mm-hmm. To fix Africa's problems, young people have to collaborate. How do we, a person like yourself, go across the continent when how do you move forward fixing that situation and collaborating?
Yeah. So I think Chiptanga Chiribon as Africans, Zambutarona Anna Bangarum Studio, we have so much in common that we can utilize as young people to actually collaborate. You're right that sometimes it feels like we're not the same, but the truth is we are the same. So one of the things that I've actually gotten to learn when I came to the U.S. As an entrepreneur is something called human-centered design.
Mm-hmm.
So human-centered design is about making stuff that people want.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why most startups fail, whether you're in Zimbabwe, in Kenya, or even here in the U.S., is because you've made something that no one wants, right? Mm-hmm. So a human-centered design approach allows you to talk to the clients,
mm-hmm.
right? To talk to the potential clients and ask them what their problem is, right? Mm-hmm. Without suggesting any solution, just saying, what is the most pressing problem that you have?
Mkoma Simba.
Yeah.
How many people walk around the whole country? Nai, Mkoma Simba. Murugude.
So what I can assure you is that for you to actually succeed in business, sometimes you need to do things that some other people would think are silly, mm-hmm. right? Because at the end of the day, if you make a product, you only have one customer,
mm-hmm.
and that customer will be you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So I wouldn't have business around with any one customer.
Mm-hmm.
So as a tool for collaboration, if we talk to people, right, everyone wants to sell to a lot of people.
Of course.
Right? So you don't go to a colleague in Kenya and say, hey, I have a currency from Zimbabwe, I have this, I have a market.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's what people want.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a market, you open yourself up to the potential to actually collaborate with
mm-hmm.
with other people. So when I go back home, I'm going to be teaching a lot of people that I talk to about this approach because I think it works.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you don't ask them for what they think the solution should be, but you ask them for their problems.
Mm-hmm.
Because people engage with businesses so that they get solutions out of them.
You actually just reminded me of something that mm-hmm. really important that I can't even remember where in life I encountered this.
Yeah.
But they were talking about how a lot of businesses were formulated based on the idea of solving a problem.
Yeah.
Not making money.
Yeah.
And in Zimbabwe, they're wheelchair.
You see? Yeah.
So how do you go about teaching that? Because it seems as though a lot of models in Zimbabwe are not cheeky. And I'm not about to say, I don't know what I want. Pass more. I don't think it's a mathemat. So I don't know. Pass more. It's a big. I think I'm a mathemat.
Yeah. You know what, Mike? I think the one thing that we cannot do, me and Pass more and everyone who came here, is to come here and sit in Washington, D.C., and start saying just because we're sitting in America, you know, we expect everyone to apply this approach and mm-hmm. things are going to work.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is, you know, Zimbabwe is a difficult country, right?
Hustle.
It's a difficult country. You need to hustle.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, ukaenda ku Zimbabwe boys are not taking us up as Zimex boys are not taking us up kupi. Rupa wanu zunza varukuda. Pazona. Like, wanu varuku taking us up zunzukudia ni wanu. Problem in HK by the NHDK is kuti so human centered design no shanda pa Zimex more, ino shanda pa no tinksa madomas, ino shanda kumbari. Saka at the end of the day, I see nye kuti chicha orguita. But nye kuti wa identify problem here, and the problem yo orgu is so very effective. So it applies everywhere. It applies in Zimbabwe. But like I said, I don't want to come here and make it seem like we now have all the answers.
No.
We now have ideas, mm-hmm. or just because kuno kune magetsi, munhu wese arikufanira kuita zvatirikuita because kuno kune magetsi.
Aiwa, takunzwa mukoma Simba mupfuma. Ande kuna pass more, pasara 2 minutes, saka ndikupa 1 minute kuti upedze chirongwa. Respond to the last question.
Okay, Mike, sezvandambotaura kuti inini ndinoita nezve communication, kuti Ndinovimba kuti kune vanhu vane zvakawanda. There are people who have prudent ideas that can help us solve this, the problems that you have.
Mm-hmm.
But then those people hatimazivi. Because that's why tichiti we need a platform where even the people in those marginalized communities, kumachonyonyo, you know what I'm saying? Those people have to be seen kuti they can work on this area kuti tigadzirise my problems atichifesa. Like I can say kuti kuchirenzi kwando banditi. Kune munhu atisiri kuziva kuti ariko, but that person has got all the ideas that tikakwanisa kushandisa kuti to solve the problems that we are facing. So kuti pamberi ne
Ayo, Zimbabwe Mushe, you just heard from Simba Mvuma and Pasmon Jovu. Nasi tati kukurukura newechidiki waripachurongwa che Mandela Washington Fellowship. Nguwe yangu ndia jikana na tashukwa kumakumo echurongwa. Sesifigile mapesele no shelo. Goto zilunga jaba, let's meet same time, same place next week. I'm your host, Big Mike, aka Mike Wobe. Zimbabwe Mushe. Bye-bye!